The legend of Oliver and Captain James had spread far and wide. They were now the stalwart defenders of ancient wisdom and guardians of light. The Amulet of Eternal Wisdom, once a mere relic of the past, had become a symbol of hope across the lands. However, an ominous cloud loomed on the horizon. The Dark Master was no mere tale to scare children at night. He was real, and his power was growing. The Dark Master was a conjurer of shadows, a wielder of forbidden magic, seeking to harness the power of Atlantis to plunge the world into eternal darkness. He had observed Oliver and Captain James waiting for the moment to strike and seize the amulet. Oliver felt a growing unease, the amulet pulsing with a warning as they sailed toward a cluster of islands cloaked in a mysterious fog that never lifted. The islands were said to be home to the Oracle of Shadows, a being who could unveil the intentions of those who dared to walk the line between light and dark. As they docked their ship on the fog-laden shores, they were greeted by silence. The fog seemed to whisper, and eyes seemed to flicker in and out of existence. Guided by the amulet, they found their way to the Oracle's abode, a temple that stood defiantly against the oppressing mist. The Oracle, an enigmatic figure shrouded in billowing robes, peered into their souls, revealing the Dark Master's plan. He sought three ancient artifacts that, when combined with the amulet, would grant him the power to control the very fabric of reality. If he succeeded, not only would the light of the world be extinguished, but time itself would unravel. The suspense intensified as Oliver and his father realized the gravity of their situation. They were not only in a race to protect the amulet, but also to prevent the Dark Master from obtaining the other artifacts. The Oracle warned them that each artifact was guarded by trials that would test the limits of their courage, wisdom, and the strength of their bond. With the Oracle's prophecy echoing in their minds, Oliver and Captain James set sail once more, the amulet their compass in the looming chaos. They were not merely adventurers now. They were warriors in a battle against the creeping darkness that threatened to consume everything. The first artifact lay hidden in the depths of the Cavern of Whispers, where voices of the past could drive a man to madness. The second was in the grasp of the Colossus of the Storm, a titan of stone and thunder, standing sentinel over a mountain that pierced the clouds. The third and final artifact was shrouded in mystery, its location known only to the stars. As they contemplated their perilous journey, the sea around them began to churn with a newfound fury, as if sensing the urgency of their quest. The air crackled with anticipation, the suspense of their mission palpable, for the fate of the world now rested in the hands of Oliver and Captain James, and time was of the essence. To be continued.